And so I said to him, I'll tell you what, Jason, if it means that much to you guys, I'm done. I'm out. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. He calls me back like 3 weeks later on a Sunday afternoon, Jason does, and he says, remember when you said to me you would be done? Well, we decided we're going to move in a different direction. That's when I got deposed off 1180. That's how that happened, and that's why that happened. Let me tell you something. I'll apologize when I'm wrong, and I've told on myself here. But I won't stand up for falling down. And I'm sure as hell not going to take that. From Eric Ainge, not from anybody. I really hope Eric's grown up. I don't know whether he has or not. I don't know Eric. But what he did to me that day, it was wrong, and it is wrong. And it's part of my story. Because what happened there, and it's funny how things happen to you. And Eric, you did me a favor. Because that forced me to look at what I was doing and build my own studio. And as I built my own studio, all these people started coming into my life who helped me. Orange Throat, one of my great contributors online, Vaw Colonel, all these people, because we spent a lot of money to build a studio in my house. It's not just, people say they have a studio in their house. I've got a fully functional radio studio in my house with top-of-the-line radio equipment that Kevin Potter helped build that studio from the ground up. And he said, if you're going to do it, I want you to sound and be able to compete with ESPN and these national people. Because people, when they open their apps up, and you're going to get an app, and people, when they open up your app, they want to hear sound quality. And they don't care that you're local. They're going to compare you to others. And you owe it to them to do it right. And Kevin was right. But, you know, we had to borrow the money to do it. And I'm glad we did. And what Eric Ainge did that day, it wasn't right. In fact, it was dead wrong. But it opened a door to me. And so, one day as that studio was sitting there, I was talking to Keith Hatfield, and I said, why don't we do a post-game basketball show? And Crazy Hatfield, he says, well, I mean, we could try that. So I just threw out on Twitter on my show, hey, we're going to be doing a post-game basketball show tonight. That thing blew up. It blew up. It blew up. And it was the year that Konzo Martin, we did that whole year, every game, the year we went to the Sweet 16. At the end of that, that was some of the most fun I've ever had in the history of my life in broadcasting. And I'm telling you right now, it was accidental. And the only reason I had to have my own studio is because I needed a point of origination to get my show over to 1040 where I was when Joe Armstrong gave me the opportunity to go on a urban slash black radio station. And I told Joe Armstrong when he was under the gun with the state and the feds and all that stuff, I said, Joe, anybody that asks me, I tell them you were honorable and have been honorable with me. And I tell Joe Armstrong that to this day. You've never been nothing but honorable. So when somebody comes up to me and they talk trash on him, let me tell you something. Joe Armstrong was even-handed with me. He was honorable. He was fair. He's a good man to me. That's all I can talk about. But I'll tell you that right now. Joe Armstrong, in my book, is a good man. And the people down there at WJBE, good people. Great people. Chuck Williams, that whole gang, great people. And so, when Eric did what he did, it brought me into a totally different deal. This thing we have now is set up going forward to do great things. But I'm going to need you, and I'm talking to you, I'm going to need you on board if we're going to do great things. Because there's only one of me. I want you, and I need you in there with me. Can I count on that? Eric Ainge, Jason Bailey, hey, you guys did me a favor. They're part of my story. There's no bitterness here. But the story is what the story is. Just like when I talked about Mike Beverly and I undermined him, and I don't lie about that. I was a part of that. I'm not proud of that. I am not proud of that. Nobody here is perfect. We can only live going forward. I want you to stand with this program. Stand with what we're doing. Till we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, Tony B saying, I, in the immortal words of Jimmy Snuka, love you. And I look forward to being back with you next week right here on your Tony Basilio show. God bless. Have a great weekend.